Welcome. Welcome to A Taste Of, a programme brought to you by the International School of Languages. Today we're going to be getting a taste of Spanish, and with me today we have Germán Rodríguez Pueyrredón. I can't pronounce the Pueyrredón. Can you say it for me, Germán?
Perujo.
Perujo, okay. And he'll be talking to us about Spanish, the way of being. Welcome, Germán.
Thank you.
Okay. When I think of Spanish, I think of hot, vibrant colours. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a massive country, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very, very big country, and I think you can find a lot of different tastes inside the country.
Can you give me an example? So, for example, people think of Barcelona, Madrid, but there's much more to Spain than that.
Yes, there are much more. For example, I am from the northwest of Spain. I am from Galicia. Galicia is the Celtic area in Spain. In that area, we have, apart from Spanish, we speak another language. If you go to Barcelona, you'll find the people speaking Spanish and Catalan, another language. And Spain is an amazing country where if you move 200 kilometers, or just 100 maybe, you find different habits in the people, different ways of life, even the landscape change. It's a very white country.
Okay. And today you got us a little bit of Spanish music with you, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
I think we'll just hear it first.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Rodea de tanta gente y yo me siento tan sola. Mi corazón es como una bomba, pum, pum. Una bomba de relojería fina a punto de estallar. Y extranjera y con papel a cantar. Y es que no hay sol ni guaguancó que me consuele. El tiempo es de soledad y a mí me duele. Voy por la calle y escuchando lo que yo y el futuro en cada esquina pende de mí.
I did not hear hola, and I didn't hear the usual type of phrases which I could recognize there. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about what it was.
This band is a flamenco band, which mix. They are mixing the flamenco traditional music with rock music, and It's a band. The name is called Ojos de Brujo. I don't know, maybe you can pronounce it.
Ojos de Brujo.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Welcome. And you can... this music has been really on fashion in Spain. Like 3 years ago, they started to be very famous, and even people from abroad is following them. And it's a way that they are making young people follow the traditional flamenco music, and now it's really on fashion in Spain. We have like flamenco rock, flamenco pop, and the young people is really involved in that music. Like, and you can go to a pub during the night, and you can have a drink, and you can listen to this kind of music.
So. You stay up late at night in Spain. Do you have a culture of...
Yes, I think it's because of the weather, I think. Because of the weather of the south of Spain, not of the north. And even the weather of the center. I think it's a bit like in Malta. During midday in Spain, in summer, you have very high temperatures. So people used to have a nap.
The siesta.
The siesta, yes.
That we have here too.
Yeah. And then when you wake up, you go out at night, no? When the temperature comes a bit down, and you can walk nicely, and you are not feeling hot. But to be honest, if I compare it to Malta, people does the same lifestyle, because the only thing that changed in Malta is people start earlier to do it. You go earlier for dinner, and you go earlier for... If you go out at night, you go earlier to have a drink with friends or something. And you go earlier home, so I think at the end it's
the same.
It's the same, yes.
It's the same. There are quite a few similarities between the Spanish and the Maltese, really.
I found quite a few here. I found quite a few. I think the way the people is here is not very different from the people that you can find in Spain. I think even the history of Malta, the diversity you have, is something that we have already in Spain. Spain is made of a lot of different cultures and nationalities and people who pass through the country.
We have a lot of like cosmopolitan people going through, coming from all over the world into Spain?
Well, nowadays we have a lot of different people right now coming to Spain, but and it makes maybe be more cosmopolitan, or maybe if you go to the big cities, it's I think all the big cities in the world has become a mix.
Yes,
of people from different places. But what I mean is, in the past, for example, we had Arabic influence. Old Spain was Arabic, so even especially in the south, we have a strong influence. So then the music is different. You can find Arabic.
The food would be different.
Yes, the food is different.
Can you give me an example? Because I know paella like everybody else, but...
Paella is from the Mediterranean. It's from Levante, from our Mediterranean coast, from Valencia. It's a typical dish from there. And, for example, if you go to the Atlantic side of Spain, the food is more... we call it Atlantic.
Okay.
The diet's not Mediterranean. And it's more based on... It's based on sea products, but the fish, for example, that you find in the Atlantic or the seafood is different. There are different kinds of animals.
Is it a heavier diet because it's colder? It's up in the north, isn't it?
It's a bit more heavier, yes. Yes, it's true. It's a bit more heavier.
And you have a difference in the people because of the... I imagine the climate's different, the food is different. So is there a different sort of attitude towards the people from the north to the south?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think the weather makes the people be in one way or another. I think it's true, yes. Yes, for sure, definitely.
You're putting it very diplomatically here, man, I think. Yeah.
No. I think the people in the south is more... for them, it's more... maybe more like the Maltese, more... You know, when they have the opportunity for party, they don't hesitate. They start to party as soon as possible. And maybe the people in the north is more calm, is more... not so funny, but very nice as well. I am from the north.
Okay, so the attributes are different.
Yes.
But you have a common language across all Spain?
We have a common language. We have the Spanish.
And does that affect like what you get in Argentina and South America?
Well, this is funny what you are saying, because, for example, Argentina They speak Spanish as well. They have just small peculiarities, like if you compare the British English or and the American English, so the difference is kind of that. Even between the different countries in South America, there are some differences.
The dialects, the different dialects.
I couldn't say dialects, because the is Spanish as well, but peculiarities. I'm not sure.
Give me an example.
In
Spain.
Different, yeah. In Argentina, they use vos instead of tu. We say tu. Tu is you.
Okay.
And we say it in different ways. There are funny things as well, like words that in one country means like something is a bad word maybe, and in another country something like everybody says normally, you know, every day.
To each other.
To each other, yes.
Okay. See? So if I was coming to Spain, what type of phrases should I learn? If I was going to go to Spain, I don't know much Spanish, I can say nothing. What type of phrases and what should I do?
Hola.
Hola. That's hi.
That's hi.
Okay.
No hablo español.
No hablo español.
And I think you can say, well...
Which means I don't speak Spanish,
correct? I don't speak Spanish.
No hablo español.
¿Podría ayudarme? O...
What was that again?
But I'm trying to...
Maybe you can give me direction.
In the situation, yes. You know, like you are in a street asking for information or something like that.
Yes.
I think being a Maltese, maybe the first thing you have to do is to ask if someone do you speak English.
Okay.
But and to find someone that can help you. But in Spain, maybe if you go between young people, it's possible that you find people. But the old people, maybe they speak English, but not very often. So one thing you can do if you go to Spain, I think, is try to use your Italian, because normally in Malta everybody knows a bit of Italian. And try to use your Italian to make you understandable.
But I want to learn a bit of Spanish, yeah.
Ah, that's perfect. That's perfect. But you are telling me how to survive in Spain if you go. So I know you are learning, but I'm still teaching you the first words.
Yes.
So
okay.
That's why.
And to do business with Spain, is it difficult? Is there like cultural blocks for us? Is there something we should be careful of if we want to do business with in Spain?
I don't think so. I think the only block you can find is the language.
Okay, because the culture is very similar to the Maltese culture.
Yeah, the culture is very similar to the Maltese culture. Yeah.
So there the etiquette of doing things, of saying hi, goodbye, this sort of thing is not different.
It's not different. No, I don't think so. We are a bit more maybe charmful when we meet the people. For example, we have some polite rule when you meet a girl. We kiss each other a lot. Here people is more like... But I think it's because you have a British influence and you are more like keeping
stiff
barriers.
Upper lip, yes. Stiff upper lip, yes. So that you've got... When you meet someone, you say, hi, how are you? But when you meet someone in Spain, it's sort of coming into your space.
Yes, already. Yes, of course. You have to... The polite rule, for example, if you meet a girl, you have to give her two kisses.
Okay.
When I arrived to Malta... Every time when I used
to... Oh dear, you were in trouble.
I used to give two kisses to the girls and yes, I realized some of them were like, what are you doing? I don't know you.
Yes, that's totally different. That's a good one. Okay. When you think of Spain and culture, what else springs to mind with you, Herman? What would you consider very Spanish?
I think you are already thinking about something.
Maybe.
Very Spanish.
The flamenco.
Yeah, the flamenco is very Spanish. Flamenco was given to Spain by the Gypsies. They are the flamenco players.
Really?
Yes.
How did that work?
There are some Spanish people who are Gypsy origin, and they have become like, they have their own personality, even they have their own language, and they are the most famous flamenco singers and players are the dancers are all Gypsies.
Okay. I also think of bullfights when I think of Spain.
Uh-huh. I know.
And the bullfights, they've had their, whether they are politically correct or not, it's cruelty to animals. What do you think about it as a Spanish?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about that. We have a race of bulls in Spain.
What is it called?
Toro de Lidia.
Okay.
It's the bull that is trained since it's born to become a bullfighting bull. to go to the plaza.
So you're training a bull to die?
No, we are not training a bull to die. This race exists because it's been trained for that since long time ago. So...
How did you know how it started, Herman? Sorry, but you know how the bullfighting tradition started?
Yeah, it's not a Spanish a Spanish tradition only. It started in Creta, in the island of Creta.
Okay.
If you go to Creta, you can see paintings in the caves or in there's famous paintings in Creta, which are showing women over bulls, and it's a tradition which existed all along the Mediterranean, but just the Spanish we have kept it.
Okay. So sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying you have your bull and you're sort of bringing him up to be a bullfighter.
No, if we don't even have, in case there were no bullfighters, bullfighting, there were no, this bull will never exist. So if we want to preserve that race, we have to keep on this, for example. So I don't think it's cruel for an animal. I don't know if you have seen sometimes, you have to tell me the words in English now. In Spanish we call it matadero. It's the place where the cows goes to be killed.
Yes.
And then they cut it into pieces.
Yes.
And you can eat the meat.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a place like that?
No, I haven't.
I've been. And they put all the cows there, and they put high electricity, they put the electricity connected to them, and they die. And they can just live for 1 year. Because, for example, in Spain, the meat is, well, I think all over the world, the good meat is for young cows. So they can just live for 1 year, they live in a farm, they are just eating to be killed, and finally they are killed. I don't know what's better for an animal, or this kind of life, or if you are being in a farm, everybody's taking care of you, everybody wants you to be the best one, the brave one, the better one. To be the better one in the plaza to fight with the torero. And for me it's a kind... I don't know, it's... The bull dies with honor.
Yes.
If he dies, because sometimes the bull in a bullfighter can be forgiven, not forgiven, because it doesn't deserve to die. But sometimes the public can say, don't kill the bull.
They can actually choose.
Yes, yes, yes. So I don't think it's so cruel.
Okay.
There are a lot of cruel things. If we think about this, maybe we should start... I don't know, maybe all of us have to become vegetarians.
Okay. Point taken. Thank you, Herman.
Welcome.
I also, when I think of Spain, I also think of the beautiful architecture
mm-hmm.
that you've got. Maybe you can talk to us a bit about what you see as beautiful and your perception of beauty in Spain.
Well, in Spain, I think there are a lot of, I think all the periods of the history of art are represented.
Can you give us examples? What comes to mind? Or
if we start, we have a Roman influence. The art in Spain, I think, apart if we pass from the prehistoric items that you can find, we through Spain a lot of different civilizations passed. Through.
True. So you were like the gateway, weren't you, of the Mediterranean? It was like the gate.
Yes. We even had Phoenician people there, the Cartagineses.
Cartago.
Yes, we had it for a long time. And they left us some pieces of art, very interesting. And we had, after the Romans, we have a very... in medium ages, we have I'm trying to find the word in English. I think it's Romanic,
okay.
Gothic.
Gothic,
well,
yes.
All this kind of... We have very nice cathedrals. For example, in Santiago de Compostela, where there is a big cathedral, which is considered the biggest...
building? Cathedral?
The biggest... more than... it's like the Obra Cumbre.
Okay.
The better show in Romanic style, the culmination of the Romanic style in the whole world.
Okay.
And it's a really, really nice cathedral. If you are accustomed to see the Romanic art, normally the figures are like, they don't have expression, they are... And in this cathedral, for example, there is the Portico de la Gloria, which is like Glory Door.
Yes. The door to heaven, possibly.
Santiago is supposed to be buried in under the cathedral.
Okay.
And if you see the faces of the apostles.
Yes, of the apostles.
Apostles, thank you. they are even smiling, and it's like a premonition of the Gothic, no? It's like the culmination of the Romanic, and it's like and we have a very, for example, a cathedral, very 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 nice cathedral, Gothic one in Burgos, or even in Palma de Mallorca or in León. We have a lot of medieval.
I think of Gaudí, you see.
Yeah. It's good that you came very fast to the contemporary, because it's to the modern.
Yes.
Art.
I think even in Seville you have some work, or am I wrong? I have no idea. I have not been to Spain yet, Herman.
Okay, you have to come with me, then I can show it to you.
Yes, but what I do know is that you are at the forefront in architecture. For sure. What are the forefronts? What do you think are the strengths of Spain as an industry, as a, in the world side?
I think Spain in the past used to be very focused on tourism, but I think nowadays it's there's a lot of new companies. There are textile companies.
Textile
as well. There are manufacturers, but to be honest, I don't have a clear point of view of in what Spain is becoming specialized in this global world, you know. I cannot see a sector which is like the main one. I think as the world is coming faster to be global, if I'm now thinking in big companies in Spain,
yes.
And I know that companies, but I know that companies have factories all over the world or have...
They're in industry.
Yes.
Okay.
For us, for example, I'm talking now about the world. No? When a company becomes international in Spain, I think the first market we go is South America or Latin America.
Because of the language?
Because of the languages, for us, it's easier.
Do the Spanish speak anything else besides English? I presume they speak English, so do they speak anything else besides English?
In old times, people, instead of studying English, used to study French. So that's all the language that people knows. But apart from the Spanish, in other regions, we have Galician, we have Catalan, we have the Basque language. But I think for us, for the Spanish, I've heard a lot of people complaining about us, because...
Why is that?
About our language skills, about that when they go to Spain, we don't speak in English with the people, we don't know English or something like that. But I think it's a bit of what... I presume that it happens to some British people that I met here, because they just speak English. Because they are accustomed to go everywhere, and they are accustomed to speak English, and everybody knows English. And for us, maybe our story happened a bit earlier than...
Yes.
Or in older times than for then. But we are accustomed to have, to know there are many other countries where the Spanish language is spoken.
It is one of the most spoken languages of the world, isn't it, after all?
And we are a white country, so it's like...
You're a white, beautiful country with lots of different areas, this is what I've understood, and you've got different, almost different, like mini-culture sets in the different areas.
Yeah, that's true.
And with them you have possibly different habits that have formed. For example, if I had to look at, again, I'm cutting it down into pieces, but from the north to the south, traditionally, what would be, for example, the sports and the activities someone in the north would do and someone in the south, or is there any other area that you can compare them?
The sports and activities, I think, are, as we said before, are regarding the weather. You have to think about the weather, but for example, in the north. I think all you can play your sports in Spain. There's not something
really
local.
Is it tended to be towards the sea? Are they sea-based? Or
if you go to the coast in the north, for example, people from the north has a reputation of being very good sailors. If you go to the south, well, you can sail as well, but it's not the same reputation. I don't know why, but it's like that.
Just a curiosity, and we'll finish off here. Why Seville oranges? Do you know why Seville oranges? They say Seville oranges.
I have to correct you. I think, well, correct maybe, but I think Las naranjas son de Valencia.
Okay, from Valencia.
Valencia, but we have oranges all over.
Why Valencia?
Because Valencia has, I think, the biggest orange production in the world.
Okay.
And they from Valencia, they export oranges to all over the world. But it's really very curious because, for example, if you go to Spain and you see an orange tree, take an orange. Bueno, I think in Malta there are some other orange trees that I've seen, so you already know that. But in our modern life, it's something that is interesting to see because if you see an orange there, it's just totally different than the orange that you can buy in the supermarket, which has the label stuck onto it saying from Valencia. The orange in the supermarket looks really brightly, beautiful, amazing, and the orange in a tree is like any other orange that you can find in a tree. But they wash it, they clean it, they paint
yes.
it. They
okay.
It's the same orange.
Okay. Thank you, Hermann, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Hermann from International School of Languages with a Taste of Spain. This is Michelle Caronadingley.